This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kevin Epling, who is the National Co-Director of the Bully Police USA. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I am doing fine. Thank you for having me back on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I always feel like it when I talk to you, Kevin. It's a Where's Waldo? You travel so much. Where are you this day?
Actually, I'm just getting out of work, and I'm heading over to Post Oak Elementary to talk with their PTO about anti-bullying. So I'm heading over there for this evening.
Well, we're glad to have you in the zip code for a while.
yeah, at least until the end of the week.
There you go. Your frequent flyer miles must be astounding. There are a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. One of which was there was supposed to be a hearing at the Capitol today on legislation, anti-bullying legislation. I understand that got delayed. What do you know about what's occurring?
I received an email yesterday that the hearing was going to be postponed due to all the budgets that have to be hammered out this week. So hopefully we're going to have the hearing next Tuesday. It's going to be rescheduled at 2:30 in the afternoon, so we can actually go back in and, Senator Jones, thank you for taking the lead on this. But I want to make sure that, you know, we're not just moving things forward just to say we get it done, that we're actually doing something that is going to be beneficial for our future students and also the parents. So going to go down and talk about it, and hopefully, you know, we can get some things put back in it that were taken out actually during the last session.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. There are usually changes made as legislation goes through and bills go through. But this one got stripped down a little farther than you like, didn't it?
Well, I think when we started at 7 pages and it ended up at about a page and a half, with a lot of things being taken out because, you know, some schools would say that's an unfunded mandate or you can't make us do certain things. And I think it's kind of funny that one of the things, we're all told where we can and where we can't smoke, you know, and how fast we can drive, but we can't tell our schools under state law to make our schools safe, and these are the procedures you need to follow. Is kind of very, very odd, and it's terrible that it's actually taken almost, you know, 10 years to get to this point.
And that is another thing I wanted to ask you about, Kevin, is the history of this legislation and I mean, to take a decade to get this far. And I guess one thought popped into my head this afternoon when I was looking through some of this is, what is the holdup? I mean, there certainly can't be anybody for bullying. So why on earth are we having this much trouble? And I know that's a gross exaggeration. But why are we having so much trouble getting this through?
Well, one would think, boy, you would think that there wouldn't be anybody who would be for bullying. But apparently it is kind of one of those things that people don't think is that big of an issue, that schools should be able to handle this, the state shouldn't step in. But we've found over the period of time, and research will show that, no, it is the number one problem in our schools. And if our schools really aren't focused on this particular issue, they can't get to the other issues that the state's pushing on them for higher test scores. So there are a lot of underlying reasons, but you would really think that this would be something that everybody and their brother would get behind and say, yes, safety in our schools is paramount importance. And it isn't about unfunded mandates. It's not about sexuality. This is all about safety and making sure our children are safe.
Well, and you and I have talked before, if a person goes to school, a young person, whether it be in grade school, middle school, high school, if they're going to school and not feeling safe, there's no learning that's going to happen.
No, that there isn't. And the other thing that we've found over the years is every single person in your listening audience, they have a bullying story. Every one of us has a story that we were the bully or we have been the victim of a bully. And we carry that with us. But, you know, a lot of times we can't talk about projects that we did in school, but we carry the message that we were afraid during third hour, not maybe what we learned in third hour. So it plays a great deal in the psyche of young people. and their ability, you know, to learn and to be active, you know, within their classrooms.
I am in the studio with me today is my daughter Ashley, who you met at the Bully Side Project. And after we left that night, an incident I hadn't thought of in a long time, and she said to me, "Do you remember the certain girl in middle school?" And I had kind of put it out of my mind. Clearly, as to your point, Kevin, it hadn't left her mind at all, and it was a situation of bullying, serious bullying, that I had to handle myself, and I shouldn't have had to handle it. The school should have taken care of it for me.
Well, I think that's where a lot of things that we found over the years is, you know, the schools think, well, it's not that big of an issue. When parents bring it to the school's attention, it's usually blown off that, don't worry, every kid goes through this. But we're starting to see a resurgence in the last 4 years of schools really looking at this, teachers becoming advocates, you know, for change, and also students advocating for themselves, which I think is going to be the biggest piece of change that we can hope to accomplish, is to get our students to stand up for one another.
And
but
you,
they have to be supported by the school.
Absolutely. And you have said over and over again that it's about, you're advocating for education, that this legislation, when it goes through, it's extraordinarily important, but it's just a tool. And the education and folks being aware is what's really going to make it work.
It is. And one of the things that has been frustrating over the last 10 years is we know that the education works. And look at all the things that we have done on drunk driving awareness, on drug awareness within our schools. The education is a key component. And when we have the schools kind of pushing back at us saying, well, that's one more thing we have to teach, they're missing the point. These are things that have to become the new social norm. And that's where we fought against drunk driving, and we've reduced drunk driving, especially among teens. You know, teen pregnancy. We've hit all these issues, but the two issues that are outstanding that nobody wants to tackle is bullying and teen suicide, and the two are very closely linked.
Well, and the numbers are extraordinary, and unfortunately, your family is among one of those numbers, losing your son to bully side in 2002, and the numbers aren't going away. The numbers are big this year already.
Well, you probably look at it, most people will look at the numbers are staggering and the numbers are on the rise. I look at it from a slightly different perspective that I think those numbers have always been there. We as a society have never really put the two together. Even though suicide for years has been the third leading cause of death among young people, there's not been that firm connection between bullying and suicide until the last 3.5 years when studies have been started to be done.
Well, it to say that it needs to, people need to wake up to this problem, it would be a massive understatement as well. On the 28th here in Lansing, this Thursday, you're going to be presenting a workshop here in Lansing.
I was contacted by the Community Mental Health of Lansing to come in and talk about the issues of bullying and suicide and just talk about what I feel, you know, I've been through over my last 7.5, almost 8 years of being out in the trenches and listening to people. What are the problems schools are facing? Some of the things that we can be doing as a community member, what students need to be doing. So, you know, I want to make sure people really understand that there's a grief associated. You're going to cry. Hopefully you're going to laugh, but you're going to walk away with something, feeling of empowerment to go and do something to make change.
And having attended, as I mentioned earlier, the Bully Side Project, which is extraordinarily powerful, at the Wharton Center a month or so ago, when people are in a group and sit and watch or hear these messages, you do walk away feeling empowered, as if I can't let this happen in front of me, or I won't let this happen in front of me again.
Right, and I think even from that performance and what I've seen in talking with schools, after, you know, I make a presentation at a school or after that performance, you do get messages from young people who are going to say, I'm going to be that agent of change. I'm going to make that difference. I'm going to stop that note for my friend. You know, I'm not going to pass that electronic message on. And they're starting to get that idea, and that's where the power is going to come from. But with that, adults need to step back, give them the room to create their own path and make adjustments along the way and be supportive. We need to make sure that the students know that there's no snitching when it comes to bullying. This is a major issue. The school understands it. Nobody wants to go through it, and we have to make a change.
Now, this event I talked about on Thursday is at Peckham Incorporated, and the address is 3510 Capital City Boulevard here in Lansing at 6:30 p.m. Do people need to get tickets or just show up ready to hear?
If they can, actually RSVP. If you go online, you can RSVP online and call Kristen, also at Community Mental Health in Peckham, or you can just come in. It is open to the public. I think we probably have close to 100 people registered so far. We can hold up to 200 or more. So this is a great opportunity for parents who need to know more information, teachers, educators, students. It's pretty much good for all ages. And I will talk about, you know, other deaths we've had around Michigan, around the United States, but other things of what other students are doing and what other communities are doing as well. We can make a difference, and we can only do it together. And so I encourage, if you're interested about the topic of bullying and suicide, come to this, and I'll guarantee you walk away wanting to do something.
You can't help it. I can attest to that for certain. Thank you, Kevin, as always, for your time. I know you've got people pulling at you from all directions, so I appreciate the opportunity for our listeners to hear your message and to react to it as well. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much for having me on, and I hope to see some of your listeners on Thursday.
I think you probably will, Kevin. Drive safely this evening and have a great evening.
You too, Cheryl.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Kevin Epling, National Co-Director of Bullyside Police USA, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.